Oh, yeah. Do the video.
Coming up on TMS PM, Amish things.
Fuller House photos.
Netflix has Daredevil ready for you.
Facebook hits a milestone.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
In the Utah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the morning stream PM edition. Here on the Thursday of the 7th of the January of the 2016. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Yes.
Brian, we haven't spoken of this yet, but not this weekend, but next weekend, you are going to Las Vegas, Nevada.
I am. I'm going to try and check that place out, see what it's all about. I keep hearing all these things about Las Vegas, and I figure, well, you know.
Mm-hmm. First time.
There's a place I've never experienced. Yeah. Let's go there. See what it's like.
Yeah, I wonder what you'll find to do there. I mean, you just don't have any idea, right? You've not been.
No idea. I hear, are there lights? Is that the thing?
There's a lot of lights. There's stuff that happens there that stays there.
I keep thinking there's an Eiffel Tower, but no, that one's in Paris.
You're going to hear this a lot. You're going to hear that a lot.
Right.
It'll be great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing how your trip goes, as always.
Me too. Yeah.
It will be
fun.
Yeah.
Going to get to see same-sex Mary perform while we're out there, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's say there might be some top secret scouting going on. Let's just say that.
See, I was going to go this whole way and not say anything.
I know, I could tell you were avoiding it, but I'm just going to throw it out there. People can make of it what they will. There might be some top secret scouting happening. That's all.
Yes, and we don't have top men working on it.
And we don't mean, you know, getting merit badges and earning Eagle Scout awards. Not like that.
Scott and I are planning to get married at Little Chapel. Oh, God. Dang it.
You let it out. You couldn't
hold it. I let
it
out by a Swedish Elvis.
It was like a diuretic. All right. So the reason I brought all that up is, A, it'll be fun to always hear how things go for you there. And B, we will have normal shows because you're going on the weekend.
Right.
So
yes, exactly. Actually, I get back on Sunday, but the next day is Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, yeah. The Martin Luther King Day.
So people who are off work should be able to listen to us regale our stories, because we usually don't do that. We usually don't take that day off.
No, no, no. And not that we don't respect it. The civil rights movement was an important one. We don't celebrate it directly on the show. In fact, maybe what we do is we celebrate it by having a show so that you who are off from work, all you bankers and government workers or whoever gets that off. I guess school gets it off too, right?
School, right? Yeah. Mail, government workers, banks.
I'll have Nick around here going, Dad, I see
that Grand Theft Auto 4 is on sale on Steam.
I get a lot of that when he's home.
I'm sure, yeah.
So, I wanted to start...
Get a job, Nick.
Yeah, get a job, boy. He actually wants... He wants to and he can't wait. So, when he turns 16, he's going... He's got this list of places he wants to apply. He seems to be very upwardly mobile that way.
That is drive. Holy cow.
Yeah, he's excited. He wants to get... He's looking at Zoomies, this place that sells shoes and other dumb teenager clothes.
Oh yeah.
He wants to work there because they apparently give you big discounts on the clothes. He loves those clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he likes it there. Plus, he thinks that would be a good experience. I agree. It's a nice retail experience.
Yeah.
Never heard.
Oh
anybody.
yeah. You got to work retail at some point in your life.
Yeah, you got to.
It makes you appreciate when you're older and you're on the other side of the cash register. When you're the customer, you're like, oh yeah, I remember what it's like for you. I'm going to give you a break.
Yeah. And it's good to do that. You need to commiserate and empathize with their plight, because it can be hard, especially during the holidays. You don't want to be a jerk in line. I've maintained that if you're a jerk in line, it's because you never had a real job.
Right.
So quit being a jerk in line.
So true.
I got an email from not an Amish listener, but one familiar with their ways.
Okay.
Because we had some Amish food here recently. Those Amish, what were they called?
Yes, they were the cashew toffee...
Oh, they were good.
Chocolate bars, yeah.
And I say were because I ate most of them.
Oh, did you really?
I ate a lot of them.
What is wrong with you?
I know. It's not on my thing. It's not on my list. But look, I ate probably...
Larry, what's the matter with you?
Oh, Howard. It was... I love it. In Canada, they say, Jesus Murphy. They say that all the time. It's one of my favorite Canadian things ever.
Jesus Murphy.
Yeah. No, what was I going to say? I forgot already. Oh, yeah, I probably ate a third of them.
Still, like in one sitting?
No, spread out over time, but it was not a lot of time.
Come on.
Okay, I stood up and sat down three times. So not one sitting, three sittings.
Right.
In the same half hour. No, it was probably a couple days or something.
We still have two thirds of the bag left.
It's because you're a moderate person who isn't crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the occasional intestinal problems I have probably are brought on by the fact that I can't stop eating a third of a thing.
Probably.
Yeah. I admit it. It's all self-imposed most of the time. So anyway, here's the deal. This Amish person, or this person who knows Amish of the Amish way, sent this email and said this. Scott, I grew up near a community of Amish and have heard lots of stories about them. Two in particular stand out, and he's going to share those with us right now.
Okay.
This is Brian is his name, like you. Oh. Like you and many
Wait a
like
minute.
You.
Was it me who sent this in and I forgot?
It was not you.
Or are there other Brians out there?
You were. It was New Year's Eve, you were drunk, and you sent this email in. I once saw a couple of Amish children watching the televisions at a local Kmart. The children were laughing hysterically. On the television was Weird Al Yankovic's video for Amish Paradise. The second story is a bit more involved. He says, my brother-in-law's brother, what would that make him? Brother-in-law removed? Or what do you call that? Are you not really related?
Double brother from another mother?
There you go. Yeah. Got it. That was my favorite Jay-Z album. was once driving and an Amish girl in a horse and buggy pulled out in front of him. Just right in front. The horse was hit and unfortunately decapitated.
Oh, jeez.
The horse, not the girl.
Yeah.
The girl ran off. Wah! She said. Her old paint has lost his head. And she says... her father came to the scene, picked the horse's head up by the nostrils, took the reins off, and threw the horse head back into the ditch.
Oh, God.
This is when the state trooper on the scene threw up. Everything apparently worked out. The community gave my brother-in-law's brother enough money and cash to fix his car. Enjoy, Brian.
Oh, my God. That's like that begs to be turned into a cartoon.
It really does. Like an animated, a very crudely animated cartoon.
Right, you can just see the horse's head.
Yeah. And then old man whatever walking up with his two fingers in the nostril. Jeez. Right. It's 4:30, time for beheadings.
Is that a wrestling move?
Yeah, that's a really weird. That part freaked me out. Anyway, I just wanted to share that because that's
I just
funny.
like the state trooper on the scene through
I know. It's like, oh man, only 3 days on the job.
What are you doing with that horse?
Chief, I can't go in there, Chief. I love that stereotype. I love the barfing police, the young barfing rookie police guy in a
TV
show.
That's exactly what,
love that guy.
I'm fresh out of the academy.
They taught us how to give ticket. Oh no.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
All right, it's the evening news brought to you by...
Brought to you by Coverville. The most recent episode recorded yesterday features the third New Order cover story I've ever done in the history of the show. Mm. One of my favorite bands to do a cover story for because they laid the groundwork for some amazing songs that their versions are great and other people's versions are also great. Mm. There's an incredible cover of True Faith in yesterday's episode. Song number two. That I urge you all to go out and listen to.
All right.
Also, the second half of the show is dedicated to Lemmy from Motorhead. So covers of Motorhead, some covers by Motorhead, and a cover by the Church of Hawkwind, which was the band that Lemmy was in before Motorhead.
Mm. And are they still around? They still do things? Or is that an old dried up reed of a band also?
But the Church?
Yeah.
I guess they're still doing things. Hmm. Well, this was from a compilation called Box of Birds from... 2005. I imagine that some of the members of the Church are still performing. I think Australian band still performing, but
well, let's just put it this way: they're not presenting awards at the VMAs.
They are not. You remember their big hit, right? Unguarded
no.
Moment.
No, I don't remember that. Come me some.
Pull that up on YouTube.
Okay, let's see what we can find.
I couldn't sing it to do it justice.
Would you unguarded call it moment? Unguarded moment. Unguarded mm-hmm. moment. Unguarded moment. Is that it? No?
No.
All right, here's the song. I found it.
You'll recognize in 5 seconds.
The album's called The Skins of the Heart, I think.
Sure, could be.
Of Skins and Heart, it says. Sorry. Okay. Here we go. Here comes the sun.
Still nothing? Nothing?
Not yet. Let's see.
Okay, wait till the vocals kick in. One more. Measure.
So hard. Finding inspiration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know this one. It's such been a long, long time, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's been like 81, 82, I think.
Yeah, is Lemmy.
That's such a fantastic
is Lemmy in this band. Group? They all look kind of new wavy.
They are. Oh, they're super new wavy.
Well, yeah. He wasn't like that at all. He was more like Ace of Spades and all that.
Well, yeah, exactly. So having them, having a new wave band cover Hawkwind, having them cover a Lemmy song, that's pretty crazy.
That's pretty great.
By the way, is AGR on?
Oh, shit.
Before Tank Girl says that AGR is not on.
She's right.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because you forgot to click the button.
I did.
Did you turn on butt?
I'm good. Wait a minute. Don't we have to do a different one because of the time of day? Gosh dang it. It's been a couple of Thursdays. One, oh, yeah. TMSPM. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm fixing it. And click. Oh, come on. Okay. It's done. AGR is coming back up. Sorry, everybody. Okay, my bad. My goof.
Please let Before Tank Girl know.
Yeah. We have pictures from that Fuller House reboot that's coming to Netflix.
Great.
There's not much to say about it, except you should look at these photos. Click that link. Here's we have John Stamos as Uncle Jesse. Joey, Dave Coulier. Is that how you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
Danny, Bob Saget.
Wow, all three of them doing this.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin. they don't see the twins. There are no twins here.
Yeah.
They are not
interested.
So they're
going to have somebody's going to Jan Brady their way in as the twins, right?
Basically. Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else. Yeah, they don't. I guess they're out for sure. I thought there was rumor that they maybe were going to pop in or have something to do with something, but unfortunately, no. No twins.
Candace Cameron is in there. Yeah. Stephanie is Jodie Sweetin. I don't know who that is.
That's because nobody went on to do anything.
Here is one you're never going to convince me to watch. I never saw a single episode of Full House.
Not even any?
Not even any.
Not even the intro?
No, actually, I don't even think I've seen the intro.
Oh my gosh. Can we just do that real fast?
Please tell me. I assume it's Too Many Cooks is basically what I assume it is.
Well, it's not too far off the track, but here it is. The Full House intro posted on freaking YouTube. Let's see. Is this an HD version? No, this is 9 years ago, but here it is.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. You miss your old familiar friends, but waiting just around the bend.
A song with
I don't
people.
Know if I've ever heard that before, but the scratchy voiced singer certainly makes me feel like that would be a cutting edge program with some highbrow comedy entertainment. Would I be wrong?
It's always been terrible. It's a horrible show. I don't know what they're doing making a new one. Like, it's terrible. Yeah. I know there's a lot of nostalgia for a bunch of kids who grew up in the early 90s, but it was never good, and you can't convince me otherwise. It was a bad sitcom.
Wow.
I've seen it. But it's poop.
Yeah, right? there's an age range that, and I know you and I are the same age, so I'm not counting you. But I'm guessing that if you were to ask people if they've seen Full House, you would see a big, close to empty gap for people around my age.
Yeah, guess what people in their early 20s were saying about Different Strokes and Silver Spoons.
Yes, exactly. All the stuff that we used to watch.
Same thing. It was bad. I'm here to admit what I thought was cool. With Mr. Drummond and what you're talking about, Willis, was not good.
But he had a black goldfish.
Oh, it was so bad.
It was
bad.
A black goldfish. I think.
A little racial fish.
And he got beat up by the Gooch.
Yeah, the Gooch. I forgot about the Gooch.
Gooch was his bully. The unseen Vera bully.
The show was a steamy poo.
The unseen Maris bully.
Yeah, it was a steamy poo. Yeah. Or Wilson next door to the Tim Taylor.
Right.
Same idea. I always like a character like that, though.
Was the Gooch the first one of those?
No, because remember, we never saw... Oh, maybe we did. In MASH, you ended up seeing Donald Penobscot eventually.
We did see Donald Penobscot, but we never saw the guy who did the choppers, like said before radar would do.
Oh, right.
The voice thing.
Ah, choppers incoming, wounded, freaking get out of bed or whatever. That guy, you're right.
That guy.
I love a guy like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Charlie's Angels, probably the first.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Charlie was just a voice and sometimes the back of his head.
Right.
Which is weird because Robert Forsyth was like, why couldn't he just freaking do it? I never understood that.
Sure. Well, he kind of phoned it in.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not bad.
So bad it's good. All right. Yeah. That's a thing. What else? Pat Harrington Jr. You may, speaking of sitcoms, we barely remember this. I think our parents remember it better. But Pat Harrington Jr., who won acclaim as the Budinsky Building Superintendent, who rarely fixed anything on the long-running 70s sitcom One Day at a Time, has died.
I totally watched One Day at a Time and Alice.
I did too.
It was like, I think those two were back to back.
And then Flo later. I watched Flo. Yeah. Yeah. Even though Flo lasted like 5 minutes, it was.
Right. What was it? Kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits.
Everybody had a saying back then, a catchphrase. We don't do that anymore.
The popular ones did. Alice really didn't.
Well, they had Flo saying "Kiss my grits" on there.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Like every show had a
and then she got her own show. But like, I'm trying to think when that ended because you don't.
Mel had something too, didn't he?
Did he probably? But yeah. Nobody has anything anymore. Like even Mary Tyler Moore was like Mr. Grant, or you know her thing.
Oh God,
she'd
no kidding, right? Like try and think of a Modern Family.
They don't
quote,
have one,
right? Or
nobody has one.
Nobody has one. Wow.
Because you can't get away with that dumb shit anymore.
No, it's too... Right, exactly.
It's so dumb. You can't do intros either where people where they are doing a thing and then see the camera and go...
Stop and smile and shrug.
You can't do that anymore. We're done with those.
No, in my perfect world, though, TMS, the YouTube edition of TMS has that. Where I'm like, I'm at a barbecue and I flip a burger and it lands on the ground. And I look at the camera and go...
Yeah... I'm kind of all in on that. We should make one.
We should.
to the song. You know, when we have enough musical smart people who listen to the show, somebody want to make us a 90 early 90s era scratchy voice singing.
God, that would be perfect.
Oh, I freaking love it. And it could be that Morning Stream song. Just do an arrangement of it.
Yeah.
And boom, Bob's Your Uncle.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Take the 70s Morning Stream theme. We can probably get Rob Gabers to take out the vocals.
Yep.
Totally and
we can have some real fun with this. It would take everybody a bunch of time. Nobody has, but I would love it.
Right.
Netflix has unveiled Daredevil Season 2's premiere date and a new teaser. I haven't watched the teaser yet, but we have the date. It will come in this March. That's soon.
No way, that quickly?
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh.
Yeah, they've been working on it. It's going to premiere. Let's see, two Marvel Super... the series starring Boardwalk Empire alum Charlie Fox. You also know him as the charming prince in that one deal. What's it called? Star that was based on the... oh, crap.
I don't know.
Yeah, Stardust. Stardust?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know the one with the...
Michelle Pfeiffer, or am I thinking
of yes,
one?
She was an evil queen.
Okay.
And then the little fairy dust lady who came down and crashed was played by... Homeland's My So-Called Life lady. Her.
Gotcha.
You know who I mean. What's her name?
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes, thank you. He's the charming prince in that.
Really?
Yeah. And he gets to keep his normal accent, which is nice because in Daredevil.
We rented that or we got it from Netflix or something, and I couldn't tell you anything about that other than Michelle Pfeiffer was in it.
My wife and girls think it's the greatest movie ever made.
I was playing a Diner Dash. On my iPad the entire time that movie was on, probably.
I forgot to tell you, I have news. Hold on. This is Kylo Ren. I have some news.
Kylo Ren, good to have you here.
No problem. I'm happy to be here.
I see Bane is actually joining us, too.
No, he's a dick. Don't listen to Bane. I'm here to tell you that... was I here to tell you? I forgot what I was going to say.
I had a thing to tell you.
Diner Dash.
I have some news on that front.
Oh, really? Yeah, about the comic book Diner Dash?
That one.
All right. Okay.
I'll tell you after the show.
All right.
What else? Do we want to... Oh, but we want to know about this. We know...
Do we know about... Daredevil, any crossover? Are we going to get a little appearance by Jessica Jones,
Well,
maybe?
You're for sure getting your Punisher. by right. John Bernthal.
John Bernthal and his ears.
And his ears, yeah. They still require separate trailers. I think that is really asking too much. And then Electra.
More by, mineral water in my left ear's trailer.
Who's Yodi Young? Who is this person? Do I know that person?
Yodi Young.
I'm going to look her up real fast.
She's here. Playing Electra.
Yeah. Oh, she's lovely. Look at her. She's 34 years old.
She was in G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Mm-hmm. She's French,
District
by the way.
13 Ultimatum.
Yeah. Old Tomato. Got it.
She was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah. She's lovely. Look at her. She's
it's
pretty.
It's funny. When you search for her, Adrian Palicki is the second person people search for. Why?
Man, why would that be?
Yeah.
Oh, because they were in G.I. Joe together.
Oh, okay. That or explains like it because I never saw it.
But they also have Gal Gadot. So maybe they're just looking, oh, who are all the lady
superhero women. Yeah, right.
She looks great. She looks like Elektra just looking at her.
Yeah.
Perfect pick. I'm into that.
I'm all over the Elektra nachos.
And I also think
my
Erin...
favorite thing to order a taco.
I also think... Same seven ingredients. I also think that John Ehrenthal is and will be a great Punisher. I really do.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. Bring it on.
Listen, if they can't get what's-his-face from the movies... I'm not saying Hasselhoff.
No, you mean what's his name?
Yeah, that guy.
You know who I mean.
I know exactly.
The Hung guy from HBO.
Yes.
He was in The Mist, for example.
Thomas Jane,
thank you. He's too busy doing that. I didn't know if I told you, but he's in that Expanse show. He's great in that.
Hmm.
He plays this like gumshoe detective noir guy living out in the what do they call it up there? It's in the asteroid. Oh, they're belt or belters. People who live in the asteroid. Oh, it's so good.
Cool.
It's so good. That show is so good. I think you'd like it.
What's it called again? Dirty Line? No.
Expanse. The Expanse.
Expanse. Okay.
Yeah, it's the one on Sci-Fi. It is BSG quality. It is awesome. Really good.
He's in that? I am not showing.
Oh, he's totally. Thomas Jane? Totally in the Expanse.
No, I believe you. I believe you. I just.
So was ever briefly.
I don't know why it's not coming up in you know, Google gives you that cool list when you search for an actor and they show you like a little scrollable stripe.
Yeah, he's big in it in that one. That's weird. The Expanse.
Oh, there it is. It's funny because it's like most popular first, right? So it's Hung, Punisher, Mist, Punisher, Dirty Laundry, Padamati, Sandai, Origami. You like scroll through about 20 things before it gets to The Expanse.
Weird, because what came up for me is different. Let me show you what I got. Put it in the chat or in the Skype.
All right.
That's what I got. And he's first on the list.
No. You're reversing it.
Oh.
If you do a search for Thomas Jane in Google.
Oh, gotcha.
And they give you that, you know, they show you the five movies down on the bottom.
Yeah. Hung, The Punisher, The Mist. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
Yeah.
Also, it's nice to know that people also searched for Nicolas Cage. Wonderful. Wonderful.
He'd make a great Punisher.
He could be a Punisher for hours.
Oh, you know why? Because they shared Patricia Arquette.
Well, I would have worded that differently, but yes. Sure, why not?
They have Patricia Arquette in common.
Okay.
They are connected by Patricia Arquette.
Well, with today's technology, you can do a Patricia Arquette test.
CES.
Yeah. You can just test it. Test for Arquette, and you might get that weird brother of hers. Got to be careful.
Right. Okay.
All right. Final news. Messenger.
Let's see if we can get through three news stories, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Look at the time. All right. I'm going to tell you just real fast that I can't believe this is true because it's my least favorite app on my phone, my tablet, my computer, my anything. And that is Facebook Messenger hit 800 million users. I don't know how that happened. I don't know why we have lowered ourselves this low to use that piece of garbage. Any app that makes me, that every time I launch it says, do you want to get notifications? No. Do you want to get notifications? It asked me every freaking time. Now, somebody told me recently that went away. They finally took it out. But they'll nag you until you do it.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, F that. So no, I've been pissed about that for a long time.
And, yeah, it would be too.
Anyway, it might be okay now. I don't know. But 800 million, that's almost a billion. And good Lord, look out. Facebook owned your life. Let's take...
I just hate the fact they have to open a separate app from Facebook.
Right? Right. Yeah. Oh, shoot. What did I just... during a song, I got to grab my iPad because it's got the app on it I want to talk about. Actually, I have the same one on my phone. It'll be fine.
All right.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's app time. It's our app recommendations. We do that every couple of weeks. And after that, Ask TMS, your questions with the Ask TMS hashtag on Twitter. We'll get to all that in a minute. Brian brought music for the mid-show break.
I did. This one is going out to Laura Powell Schumacher, and I forgot to play this in the middle of December. I apologize. December was a heavy request month, so... And here's the funny thing is I lost the original request. So I have her follow-up request, which was, I submitted a song request last week for my husband's birthday on December 12th. And I think I forgot to include my husband's name. Whoops.
Oops.
His name is Colby. And I had requested a cover of anything by Rise Against, Five Iron Frenzy, or Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. What Brian means to say is, yes, you totally did. And that's why I didn't get picked. And it's not because Brian
that's
missed
right.
it. It was
exactly.
all you.
I didn't choose it because you didn't include your husband's name.
There
so
yep. keep on believing.
So getting to this about a month late, I wanted to play a cover of, by Five Iron Frenzy. This is really cool. This is from their Quantity is Job One EP, came out in 2008. You're going to sing along to this. I demand it. It's a cover of Electric Light Orchestra's Sweet Talkin' Woman.
That bit at the end, that was all right. That was pretty cool. I like that. Yeah. That had a classical quality to it.
It did, yes.
Not classical music, but you know, like a
classic, yeah, classic like rock,
late 50s, early 60s kind of piece of business.
Totally.
Welcome back, everybody. We're back, and it's time for us to do. I'm in the mood. I'm going to play this here. Let's see. Let's play this little song we play sometimes. talking about apps.
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
App Slappy.
Eric, music from the fantastic Eric Van Skyhawk. I couldn't get the word Eric out. I don't know why.
Eric from the music Van Skyhawk.
The music Van Skyhawk. we like
pulls up the music Van Skyhawk.
Exactly right. We like to talk about apps that we're into right now and things that we've been doing. And as you know, last week I was going through a little bit of turmoil trying to track down what I thought would be like the best match three game of the current moment.
I can't wait to hear what you discovered.
I did discover something. So to make people sit on the edge of their seat for a minute, and we're going to start with you.
Okay.
Let's see what you have, and then we'll go from there. So what do you got?
I have a game, Scott.
No!
I mean, yes. A game that combines the fun and exploration of a platformer with the beauty of something like Little Big Planet.
Okay.
And this game is called Lumino City. It could be also pronounced Luminosity, but it's two words, and it's talking about a city. So I'm guessing it's like a little
play on words. I think they're doing
it. It is, yes.
Yeah. I saw this. Let me tell you an impression I had, and you tell me if I was wrong. I saw it, haven't played it, but everybody's raving about it. Mm-hmm. It looks paper crafty. Is that fair to say?
It's very paper crafty. Here's the cool thing: the developers of the game actually built all of these models. This isn't CGI. This isn't like computer generated three dimension stuff that you're looking at in the game. Yeah. You're looking at actual physical models that the developers built and photographed to be able to take pictures from all angles for the characters to run around in. It's really, really cool.
That's awesome.
It's got a very Little Big Planet look to it, even actually a little bit of a feel to it, right? Because you're interacting with these weird looking real world objects, these weird contraptions. But at the very heart of the game, it's a puzzler. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those where you come across an object, you're not quite sure how it works. Maybe you give up on that for a little while. You go and look in a different area. You find a crank. You take that back over to the first puzzle. Oh, all of a sudden when you crank it, it starts to make sense, and you can put this piece with that piece, and oh, now this stuff kind of works. Mm. It's a lot of stuff like that, and it's just such a beautiful representation. It looks gorgeous on the iPad. On the iPad Pro especially. And from what I hear, and I believe this is true, you can also play it on your Apple TV.
Oh.
So when you pick it up on iOS, you can play it on the Apple TV as well. I'm not sure about Android, but it is on the Steam. It's on Steam as well.
Okay. That seems all right. A good place to get that if you don't want to play it on mobile.
It is. And this is just so cool. Yeah, go check it out. It's called Lumino City. It's beautiful and it's fun. And it's a game you can play with your kids. You can let your kids play it. You don't have to worry about any blood or gore or anything like that. And it's really cool.
No boobies?
No boobies. Okay. No three-dimensional paper-crafted boobies.
That's too bad. all right. So last week, I'm going to try that, by the way. I will try that game. I meant to and just haven't gotten around to it. It's like, what, $5, you say? Something like that?
Something like that. It's cheap.
Cheap. And I like to pay for games. I don't like to be nickel and dimed to death with freedom.
Yes.
I hate it.
Yes.
All right. So last week, one of the things that came out of this Scott's on the hunt for 2016's best game to be playing that's match three puzzler. Okay.
Right.
And one of the things that came from it was like, what was that game where you had the wheat and you made the things and you got eggs and stuff? And it was Puzzle Craft was the game you were thinking of.
No, Royal Envoy was the game I was thinking of.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well then there's two. Royal Envoy.
I don't remember
is a great
Puzzle Craft.
Puzzle Craft was awesome. And I don't even know how to describe it. It was really good. And Puzzle Craft 2 exists. So I thought, hey, let's try Puzzle Craft 2. Maybe that'll put me back in my mood here.
Right.
And it totally does until its ugly free-to-play head rears itself. So a lot of games have gone that way, right? And I understand. I get it. It's the way to make money, blah, blah.
Sure.
I get it. However, that wasn't enough for me. So I kept looking, I kept looking, I kept looking. And it went a little bit crazy. And I found a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm going to recommend the one that came out on top. And then a couple of runners up, okay? And I've tried everything from Frozen Free Fall, which is based on Frozen the movie. Mm-hmm. I went that low in my life to try that out.
Yeah, you really scraped the dregs.
Yep. I tried Scrubby Dubby Saga. And by the way, I no longer want to play anything with the word saga in it because F you, King, and your stupid games, okay?
Okay.
I hate them. They're not good. well, whatever. They're good, but they're so they have gotten to a science that freemium stuff, and it rubs me wrong. I don't like it.
Same with Chillingo, man.
Yeah, Chillingo, same deal. Those guys have lost their way. Now, it's not that I don't want, it's not that you can't do free-to-play right. I think Hearthstone does it really well. I think there's plenty of games that do, and I'm going to name one that does here shortly.
All right.
But still, most of you suck at that. And that took a bunch of games on this list and made them bad. There's a Cartoon Network game called, it's published by Cartoon Network. Now I can't find the name. Crap. I just downloaded it. Well, anyway, wherever it is. That I really, really liked until it said, oh, you're out of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to buy some energy or come back later when you want to play again?
You've been playing and enjoying this game that we produced for you. Oh, and you're out of energy because you've been playing it.
Yeah, and it said, my brain went, I went from loving you and you were all the gameplay I wanted to hating your guts just now. So off, I'm not playing anymore. Beep, deleted, okay? But I gave it a fair shake until I ran out of quote-unquote energy to play it. So, here are the runners-up. I'm going to recommend, then I'll give you the big one.
Okay.
Adventure Time Puzzle Quest is quite good. It is what you think it sounds like, but set in the Adventure Time universe, sure. The animated.
Puzzle Quest version.
Mm-hmm, sort of. Roughly. It's a little more, I don't know. It's a lot like that. I mean, they've taken that formula, right? And they've made it work. It's pretty good, and it didn't ram down my throat that I could pay for a bunch of things. It was reasonably okay. It felt maybe a little light, and there was no voice acting, and that maybe would have helped it feel more authentic. But on the whole, not a bad effort there. Okay, so that's a decent one. Another one that really impressed me is Knights of Puzzlelot, which is you know. RPG elements, match three elements, things I like, but also it's not the match three that you're, it's not like move a gem over and match three or more. It's take your finger and make a trail of however many swords you can connect or however many shield you can connect or whatever. Right. That's a pretty solid game. I would actually kind of highly recommend that. Knights of Puzzlelot is pretty freaking good.
I see that there too. Okay.
Then I downloaded and deleted immediately a piece of garbage called Emperor's Dice Clash of Fate. It's supposed to be a board game. It's terribly done. Do not get that game.
Okay.
And then I ended up with, let me scroll down here. I just got to remember which one I... Oh. Surprise hit of the week that isn't really match three, but surprised me, is Angry Birds Pop.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. It's like...
It's like Bibble Bobble or Bobble Bibble.
Right,
or,
exactly, where you're shooting a thing from the bottom, where you're shooting a bubble, and if it connects with three bubbles, then they all pop. And
it's an extremely well-made version of that gameplay.
It is.
And is really addicting, and you want to keep going, and all the birds do different things, and the bubbles are weird. Some of the maps are really hard. Some of them are just satisfyingly easy.
Mm-hmm.
I really came away from that going, hot damn, Angry Birds, just when I thought I was done with you idiots, you've got this kind of rad game.
And it doesn't even really have to be an Angry Birds game. You know, it's just like they found a good game. They said, hey, can we put our Angry Birds stuff on this and we'll pay you? And,
yep.
And they did.
It was really good. I was really impressed with that. Yeah. Don't get me started on Drivey Car. That's a whole other conversation. I'm not going to talk about Drivey Car.
I'm sure it's like Happy Bird, right? Or yep. Flappy Bird.
And now it's like, what's the... Like Crossy Road, Crossy Road ripoffs now of various kinds and quality. And
are we done with the blanky blank games?
Dude, I got to share this with you. I'm so glad you just said that. Hold on. So I screen capped it. Let me find it real quick. It might be on the iPad. Crap, it's on the iPad. I don't have it here. Well, anyway, it was this game that the name of it was literally like Country Farm Saga Gem Match. Bubble Pop, Alien really? Zombie. Yeah. Like it's out of control.
Every searchable term.
Yeah, it's out of control. Like it reminds me of the early, when people are trying to game Google's, like Google search stuff. It's like that.
That's like Country Farm Hay Bale Matching Brain Puzzle, is it?
No, but that sounds like it. I mean, it sounds like the same thing. It's really embarrassing. People should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed, everybody.
Right.
No wonder Apple wants to curate this store as much as they can. Even this kind of shit slips through. All right. So then, here's what I settled on so we can get to the point. I settled on a game. And by settle, I don't mean settling in the traditional sense. I'm very happy I found it. Right. Thanks
to
a bunch.
The dust landed, or all the dust cleared from the battle royale of match three games.
Correct.
And this is the one that was standing at the top of the heap.
And wouldn't you know, it is a lot like the original Puzzle Quest in that some of the same systems are being used. Even graphically, you're sort of like, wait, this is very familiar. Turns out 505 Games is made up of mostly people from that team.
Oh, really?
Okay. So it's those people moving on to do another game that is sort of spiritual successor to that. It's free to play, but it does not ram it down your throat, and it's good enough that I would consider spending money on it.
Well, what the hell's it called?
Gems of War. Gems of War. Yeah.
Did they get Kate Upton to do the commercials for
it? No, they did not. But I also was a little bugged by the name when I saw it. And I thought, well, all right, you better impress me with the gameplay. And it totally did.
Oh, look at that.
Now, I will say there's only one real criticism I'll say about it. Mm-hmm. It's got some really inconsistent art. Like, in some screens, you're like, whoa, that character art is awesome. And then another screen, you'd be like, that looks like I scrawled it on my seventh grade stoner desk in the middle of detention. Like, it's a weird mix, and I don't know if that's just different artists or why the quality varies on these character arts, but once you get past that, the gameplay, dead awesome.
Interesting. So it's a match three puzzler with a card-based mechanic to it as well.
Yeah, and the card-based mechanic, which a lot of these games support, is more like a character-based mechanic. Like, the cards are people, or characters are weapons, and they just kind of treat them like cards, but you swap those out like you would with inventory or a team.
Oh, okay.
So you get a better one, you swap him in for your weaker guy or whatever. So it's that kind of stuff. A little Puzzle and Dragons kind of thing thrown in there. I think it's handled really well. It's very simply presented. It's not full of kooky thousands of kinds of currency. Would you like to trade your shells in for your bleeps? How about more bleeps? You need to buy gold for bleeps. Like, I hate that stuff. This thing is way lighter on that stuff. And I was very impressed with it. So I'm going to recommend it. Also, Cloud Sync, so you can play it on multiple devices. Runs great on everything from my iPad Pro down to my phone. And all of it was saved. So very impressed. So right now, the match three du jour, in my opinion, is Gems of War. And I recommend it highly.
I'll stick around and wait for Clash of Gems of War.
Yeah, there's probably Clash of Gems of War World Saga. Of Tanks Saga. Oh my gosh. I bet there's even better ones we could find out there. But I was running into these randomly, and when I find that one, I'll send it to you. I may have tweeted it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's really freaking funny. Anyway, there's your apps for the week.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun for me, actually, because I just was downloading everything I saw. It's like, oh, this? Okay, I'll try this. This? And then the ones that cost money, I'd go, let me think about that one a little bit. Is it worth trying? What do the reviews say?
Right.
But all the free ones are just no-brainers. There's still a very good, slightly older game on the App Store. It's also on Android, called Dungeon Story. Hmm. And Dungeon Story is a lot like what I like from these games. So if you're looking for something like this but want to just get basic, pay a dollar and go, that's another one I'd recommend.
Oh, that's cool. Story. Okay. I like that too.
So anyway, there you have it. I finally solved all our problems in one fail swoop. What are we going to do now?
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
The newest tweet.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Great. Let's do it then. Let's do some Twitter questions. These come to us at the AskTMS hashtag on Twitter. We will close out the show with these. You guys have asked questions. We're here to answer them. Let's look at the latest. Hold on. There we go. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Peter Fisher, who often writes in.
Yes.
So if Shane is now the Punisher, Merle is Yondu, and Carl may be young Han Solo, what hero will Dale play in the future? Is that a rumor that the young Han Solo movie is going to be the Carl
the
kid?
The kid who plays Carl? I don't know. I hadn't heard that, but...
Oh, let's not have that be... I don't like that kid. He's annoying to me.
I don't know if I think it's just that I don't know if I want to see a young Han Solo.
Coral! Well, they're doing that. They're doing that for sure, though. That's
I know
a
they're
thing.
Doing that. I'm just not sure, you know.
Maybe too young. Maybe we want him in his 20s or something.
Exactly. That's what I want to see. Not
we want dirty millennial.
Right.
Han Solo.
Right. So Dale.
Yeah, who would Dale be?
MODOK.
All right, I'm in. I don't have anything to add to that. That's a brilliant idea. Little MODOK helmet head thing with
his
big face going, ah! That's a great idea. Let's see. How about this one? Will Usherwood asks, have either of you watched AGDQ this year? What is that?
AGDQ.
Adam's grandpa's Dairy Queen. I don't
America's
know.
America's Got Dance Quality? I don't know. I don't know what AGDQ is.
I don't know what that is. I wish I knew what that is. Chat room, you got to fill us in.
Alpha Geek. No, Dairy Queen.
Alpha Geek Dairy Queen. Yeah? Anyone know? All right, they'll tell us in a minute.
Yeah.
Barring any potential GI problems, Sunglow Steve asks, would you eat a bundt cake sandwich? So it'd be the, like the bundt cake outside, but the inside's like cheese and meat and tomatoes and goo.
Wow.
Would you do that?
Well, bundt cakes are huge. I wouldn't eat a whole one, but sure, I'd try anything. Sure.
Yeah, that seems all right. It's just bread, right? In the end, it's just more bread.
It's just bread. It's just going to be sweeter bread. Awesome Games Done Quick is what AGD
says. I like Awesome Games Done Quick. Have you watched any of that on Twitch?
I have not seen any of that. What is that?
It's quite good. It's very popular as well. So every year they've done this thing. It's a big charity, I believe, as well. But they have people who speed run through just name any game, like, you know, Donkey Kong Country or freaking something newer or older, whatever. So these people are breaking like these world records on how quick they got through Mario or something.
Oh, yeah, I'd watch that. Sure.
It's super fun to watch. And they have a crowd there and people are cheering everybody on. It's super cool. All right, I feel bad I didn't know that, but I still think that Adam's grandpa's Dairy Queen is the way is what that should say for him. Dean Bartlett asks, have you watched Making a Murderer? I have, and Brian's near there.
I'm 80% of the way through it.
Yeah.
And so when did you see what episode is next for Brian?
I'd like to call Larry Dassey up to the stand. Larry, to ask you a few questions. What do you remember from November 2005?
And
later, do you want to see my wiener?
I'm amazed that the worst, you know, that there was something worse in his closet. Well, there might still be, but
some of those got leaked. Did you see the ones that got leaked? Well, I think you sent
it to me. Yes, I sent them to you, the texts.
Yeah, they were creepy.
Yeah.
He's a weirdo.
I think you're hot.
I think.
Do you want the real deal? And
what did he call himself? He named himself like the
DA with the mostest. There's a way he was like
some horrible, stupid, disgusting thing. Like, why would she want to go near you, you big weirdo?
Right.
Yeah, that was gross. All right. Let's see. Lois says, "Can I get a festive bacon cheddar ranch?"
The tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Yep. She has Darius Rucker's Home for the Holidays photo in her thing.
Nice.
She paid $13.99 for that at Best Buy.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Steal.
I think that may be a bad deal. Scott Takaskarakin says, what song is the worst, Enterprise or Firefly?
Oh.
Enterprise.
Firefly's
cool. Firefly's
great.
How does it go?
Take the stuff,
my town, put it in the thing, wrap it in the deal.
I remember, I can't even think of the real song because the version you did on ELR, so many years ago.
It stuck, didn't it?
It really did, yeah.
Yeah. All right, how about this? Francois Wilderman says, Tokyo, which one to go to? Disney Sea or Disneyland? I don't know why he wrote Disney twice there, but...
Well, Disney World, Disney Sea, Disneyland, maybe?
Well, he wrote Disney Sea without anything between the two Disneys.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But what would you say, Brian? You've been to at least
I've been
land.
To all three. I know there's more than three. I mean, you got Paris and stuff like that. Of the three that I've been to, which are Disney World, Disneyland, and Disney Sea, Disney World has the most stuff because it's like the big, you know, Epcot and Magic Kingdom and Disney MGM Studios and Animal Kingdom,
yeah, and soon to be Tatooine Land or whatever they're going to put in there.
Exactly, Star Warsville. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be at. They're doing that in California, aren't they?
They're starting there, yeah. But I suspect that
It'll
Star Wars stuff will
be,
go
sure,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to.
So I would say
Star Wars.
Disney Sea is so cool, though. If you've been to Disneyland and Disney World, Disney Sea feels there's a very All right, so a lot of people remember the game Myst.
Yeah.
And there's that kind of cool steampunky feel to parts of that, especially in some of the later games where you're like, there's rocks and these copper tubes that this thing you sit on rides on rails and stuff like that. There's parts of Disney Sea that have that feel to me.
Oh, really? That is cool. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But Disney World's just got the most stuff. I would say Disney World.
Yeah, if you can only do one, do that. I would agree.
Yeah, but if it's between Disney Sea and Disneyland, I would say Disneyland.
Mm. Well, there you go. Here's one from someone, Eric McMurray. I loved him in the Shaggy DA. Really good. What is your, ask your parents, what is your favorite Ocarina of Time temple? Mine is the Water Temple. Does that make me weird? Yes, it makes you a psychopath and a self-destructive self-punisher. That's the worst temple. Ugh.
I don't even remember any of the Ocarina of Time temples.
That thing is the devil, dude. You'll spend days in there just trying to figure out where the hell you're facing. It sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, Water Temple's trouble. I don't like it. Fire Temple is my favorite, I think.
Was it Fire Temple? I'm looking at pictures to kind of refresh my...
Sand Temple? Fire Temple?
Played all of those damn Zelda games. Oh, yeah, that was the Nintendo 64 one. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Probably the most important Zelda game, if not video game, of all time, if I had to say.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one game that had the most impact on many other games, it might have been that. Mario 64 is pretty influential as well.
Oh, yeah. No, that was good.
I mean, say what you want about the N64. What a great couple of games.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I mean, GoldenEye and Banjo Kazooie. I had a blast with, and Donkey Kong Country. And
yep, that was good too.
I think I might have to pick up Ocarina of Time for the 3DS and play it again because
Country was SNES, right?
Which one?
Donkey Kong Country was Super NES, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Okay. Well, there was one that Donkey Kong 3D or something like that. There
Donkey
was
Donkey Kong. It's just Donkey Kong 64. That was it.
Was that or Donkey Kong Country 64 or
maybe
something?
Yeah, he had a tie in that one, right? Had a little red tie with a DK on it.
Well, it was the one that had Donkey and Diddy Kong running through stuff.
Yeah, I could do without Diddy Kong in my life. He's a piece of shit.
Kind of Scrappy-Doo, right?
Yeah, I don't like him. He is the Scrappy-Doo of Nintendo. That's a great way to put it.
I guess just Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah, it was a good game.
That was a good game.
All right. Screen Sphere says, what did one angel say to the other? Halo there.
Jeez.
Wow. Where'd you get the Joe Bazooka gum? That's amazing.
Right.
Final
that
question.
That thing would have to be upgraded to qualify as a dad joke.
Exactly. All right. Final question from Mitzula. He's our friend in Vegas. Are you going to see Mitzula this next weekend?
I hope so. Yep.
Okay. All right. He's got it's a picture of him. His icon right now is him holding a machine gun. I don't know what's going on with Mitzula.
That's something you can do in Vegas. You can go to one of those places and rent a machine gun for 15 minutes.
Weird. I need to do that. It says, which contest from a beauty pageant would you like to see in the presidential election, like evening gown, bathing suit, or talent? I mean, as much as I want to see Trump in a bathing suit,
sure.
Talent seems fun because I want to know what these guys can do that isn't, weird thing are they good at?
Right. I am so with you on that. 100%. Yeah. I want to see Rubio juggling flaming chainsaws.
Yes.
You know, I want to see.
That'd be amazing. Or that, you know, like Trump's been holding out. He can do like yo-yo tricks for half an hour.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That'd be perfect.
Or Hillary Clinton can. I don't know. What can she do? She can make a cake in less than 10 minutes or I don't know, something.
I can tie a cherry stem with my tongue.
Oh, good Lord. That I don't want to see.
We'll have the world's most dangerous band off in the corner doing the drum, the drum roll. Close up on Hillary's face as she's tying a cherry stem in her mouth.
With
you
her
can
face.
See it.
You can see it moving around in there. Gross.
Right.
All right. What if they did this? Why not? One of the things people think that won Bill Clinton the presidency was him going on Arsenio Hall and playing the sax.
Yeah.
It was like suddenly, whoa, there's this thing he does that isn't sitting at a desk in a suit looking all presidential. Like there's this side of him. I actually think that doesn't hurt people to do that stuff.
Right.
You know?
By the way, the Mitzula, I'm looking at the Mitzula Twitter.
Yeah.
It's the dude from Bikey Wars, the musical.
Oh,
I'm a bikey man.
I looked at the little one. It looks like Mitzula from far away.
It does. Well, he's got... No, it is Mitzula. He's just wearing... He's cosplaying as that guy.
Oh.
With the big old cheesy mustache.
Okay, I'm an idiot then.
No.
No, I am.
Well, okay.
That's it for those. Let me see if there's anything else I want from those. No, I do not want anything else. Okay. That's it for those questions. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it all week. Use it liberally, and we'll be happy to read these on the show. Some of those are a little older because I forgot to warn people today, but that's fine because we never got to them before. Again, that's twitter.com/morningstream, and that is where you can either reply or just use the hashtag directly. It's fine. Either way. Don't forget, frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Patreon.com/TMS is the reason we do this extra show per week. So if you like it, keep supporting us there, or go do it if you haven't yet. Quit feeling guilty and just go empty your conscience. Let yourself free and drop like a buck a month on us or something like that.
Exactly. Come on.
No big deal. 801-471-0462 is the voicemail line. You can email us, themorningstream@gmail.com, on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morningstream. Frogpants.reddit.com is our subreddit. And I think that's it. There's a new instance tomorrow. There is a new film sack this weekend. There is a new current geek tomorrow as well.
Noise.
There's a lot going on.
All right.
But there's always a song. So play me one of those.
I will play you a song. Okay. This is going out to John, who said, "Hi, Brian and Scott. I'm a fan of covers that put their own spin on a song while still keeping the flavor of the original. I'd love to hear a cover of Dear Mr. Fantasy covered by the band Big Sugar. Be warned, it rocks. Grok the show, bro." Signed, John.
All right.
Well, sure, John. This is a cool one. This is Big Sugar and their cover of Dear Mr. Fantasy, originally by Traffic. And the name of the album from 1995 is Dear MF, which I'm hoping also stands for Mr. Fantasy.
Sure.
But if it was Samuel L. Jackson, it might be named something different.
Sure.
So here it is, Dear Mr. Fantasy by Big Sugar.
All right, here it is. I just realized it's our first gap of time in the history of the show right there. Mark it down, everybody. It's the last time you're going to hear an awkward pause where we're not sure who's supposed to say something right. Next.
Exactly.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you on Monday. Brand new shows. Come on back, and we'll see you then. Thanks. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Up your bum.